Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Soldiers and Jesus.
ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 and FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has now recorded its first fatal case of bird flu. The CDC says the death occurred in Louisiana. The person, over the age of 65, and had underlying health issues. The patient contracted bird flu after being around a backyard flock of wild birds. Congress formalized the 2024 presidential election results today. ABC's Jay O'Brien says security was heightened following the riots at the Capitol during the 2020 election tally.
I mean, you can't turn a corner in this building. I couldn't get lunch today, and the one place that was open to get lunch at the Capitol, given the snowstorm, without seeing literal SWAT teams in line with me, a much different security presence than 4 years ago.
President Biden and the First Lady in New Orleans today to meet with victims' families following last week's truck attack that killed 14 people. Authorities say the driver, a 42-year-old Army veteran, was influenced by ISIS and believed that he had carried out a video diary. This is ABC News. South Korea's anti-corruption agency has asked police to detain the impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol. Attempts to detain Yeol Friday ended in a standoff with supporters. In Seoul, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on Yoon's martial law declaration, which led to his impeachment.
We got serious concerns about some of the actions that President Yoon took. We communicated those directly to the government. At the same time, we have tremendous confidence in the resilience of South Korea's democracy.
The arrest warrant for Yoon set to expire today. A ski patrol strike in Park City, Utah is in its 11th day. Patrol members are calling on resorts and ski slopes to return to the bargaining table as they seek a pay increase. The walkout has shut down some of the slopes.
I hoped that the company would come to the bargaining table and give us a fair proposal, and we would be able to continue and work.
Ski patroller Nick Smith.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Very chilly tonight with increasing clouds, a low of 9, partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a high of 24, and becoming mostly cloudy and cold tomorrow night with a low of 7. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south at about 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 23 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The new Lisbon Police Department has issued an update on the homicide investigation that occurred last week. The department continues to work with other agencies within Wisconsin, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Marshal Service. They continue to investigate the whereabouts of Virgil Thu. The last confirmed sighting of Thu was New Year's Day near Orange Road and McEwen Road in Lisbon Township. The last known vehicle Thu was known to have had has been recovered by the local law enforcement. Virgil Thu currently has an arrest warrant issued through Juneau County for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and a warrant through Wisconsin probation and parole. Thu is described as a white male, 47 years of age, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing 160 pounds and 5'11". He also has a 1-inch long scar on his forehead. Virgil Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, do not confront or approach him, but contact 911. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his 2-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor, who says he's yet to decide whether he'll seek a third term, will deliver his budget message on February 18th. According to a release from Evers' office, more than 20 states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio, allow voters to change state law by referendum. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments or to repeal state laws. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked with Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accuses several television stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic political action group Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zudmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling but gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. While the suit was filed in northeastern Wisconsin, it names stations all over the state. The suit names the parent companies, Gray Media, Nexstar, Scripps Media, and Sinclair Broadcasting. These include WMTV in Madison, owned by Gray Media. These lawsuits are pretty rare because they're almost never successful. Without judging the facts in the ad, true or false, even false statements in political ads are generally protected under the First Amendment. Zudmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. Vernon County has launched its new official website, now live at vernoncountywi.gov. This transition from the previous domain, vernoncounty.org, reflects the county's commitment to enhancing accessibility, modernizing infrastructure, and security for residents and visitors alike. The move to a .gov domain, designated specifically for government entities, underscores Vernon County's dedication to providing reliable and secure online resources. The new domain offers an easily recognizable and trusted space for constituents to access county services, updates, and information. Visitors to the previous website, vernoncounty.org, will be automatically redirected to the new domain. While the content remains familiar, users are encouraged to update bookmarks and save links to reflect the new address. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, this evening, starting at 5:30 with a free meal. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring guest speaker Mary Guggisberg. Guggisberg will tell those in attendance how to identify and build strengths. Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons this evening, with dinner beginning at 5:30 and the presentation to follow. If you need something to eat today, Culver's is raising money for Families of Abundant Life Christian School. It's part of the Make Your Meal Matter campaign. Nearly 70 restaurants will be participating, including Richland Center. They'll donate a portion of today's profits to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund, hosted by the United Way. The amount donated can differ by location. If you want to support the effort, just look for the Make Your Meal Matter sign at the Culver's closest to you. If you'd like to see your Christmas tree get new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Ochsner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or a stamp for trout or salmon. Clinic plans should include anglers with limited mobility. Many state properties and community partners have accommodations or equipment to make the outdoors accessible for all. Learn about the available accommodations at state-managed properties on the DNR's Accessible Recreation webpage and other options from partner organizations. Those planning to host a Winter Free Fishing Weekend event are asked to submit registration and material request forms by January 8th. The clinic will be promoted and educational materials will be sent. Anglers ages 15 and under may fish without a license any day of the year. Therefore, organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing. Clinic hosts are advised to consult the trout regulations when planning clinics and outings. While catch-and-release trout streams are included, only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. All other fishing regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Ed Fink of Richland Center on ticket number 250.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held this Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boskville, is assisting the family with arrangements for David Dean Anderson, 65 of rural Boskville. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54 of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54 of Avoca. Bernard K. Ward, 88 of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bernard K. Ward, 88 of Muscadet. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you got outside today to soak up that sunshine and some seasonal high temperatures where we actually reached the mid-20s. Winds are out of the northwest right now at about 10 miles per hour, easing up to about 5 overnight, which is good news because temperatures plummet to the single digits. And with clouds increasing overnight tonight, it'll be a very chilly morning. As winds start to pick up again by tomorrow afternoon, gusting around 10 to 15 miles per hour, highs in the mid-20s will feel like they did today. We drop cold once again tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, and with quiet winds. And that continues to be the case into Wednesday as well, except a bit more cloud cover out there than earlier this week. Thursday, we may have a cool start to the day, with temperatures in the single digits, but by the afternoon it'll be quite pleasant. Warmer, with highs reaching the upper 20s under partly cloudy skies. Then, as we push into Friday, we become overcast and mostly cloudy, with a chance of some scattered snow showers. They are light, and accumulations look low. But of course, that could produce some slick and slippery roads. Otherwise, high temperatures flirt with 30 degrees, and then we actually hit 30 degrees on Saturday. It'll be mild, with spots of sun at times. The clouds return again for Sunday with a chance of light snow, but those high temperatures stay nice, near 30. So all in all, to really summarize up the week, a lot more sunshine to start the week and colder temperatures with breezy winds, making wind chills a little bit vicious at times. And that cold has a grip on us through midweek. Then we start to warm up by the end of the week, but of course, bringing chances of snow on Friday and also Sunday. So total accumulations by the time the weekend is all said and done, it looks like we could have anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of snowfall from Friday and Sunday, with 1 to 3 inches expected on Friday and then another 1 to 3 possible on Sunday. Get those skis ready. And until then, stay warm. As I take a look ahead at the 8 to 15 day temperature outlook, it does look like we stay near normal. And the same is to be said about the precipitation, near normal. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 18 degrees after a daytime high of 23 and a morning low of 10. Yesterday's high was 8 and we received no precipitation. Record high was 58, set back in, record high is 58 degrees. That was set back in 1880, and the record low of 25 below was set back in 1988. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 28. Sunset took place tonight at 4:41, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.02, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 18 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at area high school games on tonight's schedule.
There's girls and boys basketball tonight at Fenimore. River Valley is there for action on the non-conference circuit. Girls basketball from Mauston at Nakusa and Cashton at Lafarge. Dodgeville at Belmont, Lodi at Belleville, Wisconsin Dells at Columbus, and River Ridge at Seneca. In area boys basketball, Broadhead will be at Potosi, Black River Falls at Mauston. Boscobel at Wazika Steuben, Sauk Prairie at Mount Horeb, Argyle at Blackhawk. It's also Stoughton at Portage, Oneewuck Center at Kickapoo. Cashton visits Lafarge, and also tonight Kiva City at Mineral Point and Darlington at Platteville. Our featured game has the New Lisbon Rockets traveling to the Ithaca Bulldogs. I asked Ithaca boys coach Aaron Hipsch about tonight's opponent.
I know it looks like they have a lot of depth. They will sub 3 or 4 guys at a time. So from what I've noticed, they definitely play hard because they're always fresh in that sense. And it looks like they have a very athletic team, good lead guard that likes to get to the rim and has good elevation on his jump shot. So that'll be a challenge for us for sure.
Pre-game time, 7:15 tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The hot shooting Wisconsin men's basketball team goes on the road to meet Rutgers tonight in Big Ten play. The Badgers connected on a program record 21 three-pointers in a 116-85 win over Iowa last Friday. John Blackwell led the way with six trays and 32 points. The game stayed close until Wisconsin scored 14 points in a row just before half. That was the first conference win of the season for UW. The team brings an 11-3 record into the game against the Scarlet Knights tonight, and tip off for that contest will be at 6, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as online at WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game is currently underway. Marquette guard Sean Jones will sit out his entire season and take a red shirt as he continues his comeback from a torn anterior cruciate ligament. Jones hasn't played since injuring his right knee in a 69-62 loss to Butler on January 10th, 2024. He underwent surgery 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks later, I should say. Marquette coach Shaka Smart said at the end of November that Jones had progressed to the point that he was participating in five-on-five practice drills. School officials said Jones will have two seasons of eligibility remaining when he returns to action. The Chicago Bears got a 51-yard field goal on the last play of the game Sunday to upset the Packers 24-22. That ended an 11-game Green Bay winning streak in the long-running rivalry series and was the first time a Matt LaFleur coached team dropped one to Chicago. Quarterback Jordan Love was knocked out of the action with an injured shoulder, but he tells reporters he will be back for the wild card round of the playoffs at Philadelphia. Malik Willis came off the bench to lead the offense to a 22-21 lead with a minute to go. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has torn his anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee and won't be available for any of the postseason. Packers coach Matt LaFleur confirmed the severity of Watson's injury today. The 2022 second-round pick from North Dakota State was carted into the locker room in the second quarter of a 24-22 loss to the Bears. The injury leaves Green Bay without its top deep threat as the Packers go on the road to face the Philadelphia Eagles in the wild card round on Sunday. Watson had 29 catches for 620 yards and two touchdowns this season. Aaron Rodgers showed the rest of the NFL in Week 18 that he can still play at a high level in case he wants to return for a 21st season. The four-time NFL MVP tossed four touchdown passes against a team that was playing to preserve slim playoff hopes, hoping the New York Jets finished a miserable season on a winning note. Rodgers became the fifth player in NFL history to reach 500 career touchdown passes in New York's 32-20 victory over the Miami Dolphins yesterday. Now Rodgers heads into an offseason of uncertainty. First, he must decide whether he's coming back or retiring. He doesn't even know if the Jets will want him after going 5-12 this season. And Doug Peterson is out as Jacksonville's head coach after the franchise's best team assembled won just four games. Jaguars owner Shad Khan fired Peterson following a 26-23 overtime loss at Indianapolis. It was the team's 18th loss in its last 23 games. but Kahn kept general manager Trent Baalke, a questionable decision that surely will affect who will become Jacksonville's next coach. Kahn made the move with 1 year remaining on Peterson's contract. The 56-year-old Peterson went 23-30 with Jacksonville, a far cry from the Super Bowl winning coach Kahn thought he hired in February of 2021. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance and PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Hogs were mixed Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on speculative and technical buying. Forecasts for parts of Argentina and Brazil generally look warm and dry into mid-month. Most analysts are maintaining big production outlooks for now, but this could trim yields at least to some extent. March soybeans were up 6 cents at 9.97 and three quarters. May was five higher at 10.08 and three quarters. March bean meal was down $1.30 at 3.0730. March bean oil was up 40 points at 40.33. Corn was higher on speculative and technical buying, monitoring that weather in South America with some early reports of stress in parts of Argentina, which could impact production. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be solid. March corn was 7 higher at 4.57 and 3 quarters. May was up 7 at 4.65 and a quarter. And wheat was supported by fund and technical buying. Also, the U.S. dollar index was down during the session, which at least theoretically could help U.S. wheat be more competitive on the export market. Some U.S. winter wheat growing areas did see snow ahead of a shift to bitterly cold conditions. March Chicago wheat was 11 and a quarter higher at 540 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct cash cattle business, with box beef cutout values higher at midday on Monday, sharply higher at that. February live was up $1.15 at $195.20, and April was $1.27 higher at $197.27. March feeders were $1.37 higher at $265.55, and April was up $1.80 at $266.20. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher on spread trade and oversold signals after the recent weakness. February was down $1.12 at $79.65. April was up $10 at $85.87. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the Whitetail Woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
cash cattle trade. Activity was quiet Monday. Show lists for the week are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface, and significant trade volume isn't expected until midweek or later. Boxed beef closed higher and sharply higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.86 at $3.2710. Select closed $6.61 higher at $3.0333. Estimated cattle slaughter was 109,000 head, down 14,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct up 6 cents with a weighted average of 79.65. The Iowa Minnesota closed 12 cents lower with a weighted average of 79.80. And the Western Corn Belt closed 18 cents lower with a weighted average of 79.65. Pork values closed lower, down $1.71 at 87.83. And estimated hog slaughter was 447,000 head, down 34,000 on the week and down about 22,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An extension ag economist suggests Friday's supply and demand report from USDA could be positive for corn and soybean prices. Chad Hart is with Iowa State University.
I'm leaning more towards the upside than the downside, just because when we look at usage, when we look at the weather issues that we're seeing, that's somewhat supportive of moving prices maybe a little higher here.
More news is next.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Farm Bureau official says labor is the top issue that farms are struggling with in the new year. Sarah Black is the Great Lakes Ag Labor Service General Manager.
That's not just farms that are using temporary seasonal guest worker labor through the H-2A program. It's just labor in general. There are so many pinch points when it comes to the daily operations of a business, and on a farm is no different. Farms can't operate if they don't have a workforce.
A Central Illinois specialty grower says 2024 was a profitable year despite the dry finish. Clint Bland says the fall drought made irrigation essential.
Got really dry toward the end, so that made it a little bit difficult. We do some irrigation off of a well that we had put in. We were running that well dry trying to get these fall carrots irrigated because they take a lot of moisture.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture says avian influenza was recently found in Clinton County, the state's first case of the virus in 2025. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Supply overshadows demand. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
A market analyst sees a surplus of corn and soybeans overshadowing a year of strong demand. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says the theme for 2024 was bigger production and bigger supply. She tells Brownfield those inventories weigh heavily on the grain markets and pressure could be felt for some time to come. More after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Marketing Senior Market Advisor Naomi Bloom says the theme for 2024 is
bigger production. Demand, of course, has been fantastic, but we have not had any serious weather threats. So because we have this bigger supply out there for the grain markets, that's just been weighing on prices. It's not just at the U.S. level, of course, it's at the global level. The lower prices have spurred demand, but big production, big ending stocks, I'm just quite frankly fearful and mindful that we're going to go back into a trough of lower grain values for a couple years, just because the supply levels have shifted that much to being such a huge surplus.
She tells Brownfield there were some weather challenges in different parts of the Corn Belt this year.
Definitely those were little hiccups that happened, and it was enough to get, you know, some price reaction to the upside on the uncertainty. But when all was said and done, you know, definitely some places where it wasn't perfect production, but in general, we had a really big crop in the United States this harvest season. And that weighed on market prices. And now we're starting to see perfect weather patterns develop in South America. And that's weighing on prices as well.
And Bloom says she anticipates demand staying strong.
Of course, the caveat would be in case we have issues with tariffs. But we have low prices now. So low prices are going to continue to spur demand. We have wonderful ethanol numbers. We had good ethanol numbers that came out today for weekly ethanol. We had good news even from the government that they're going to most likely try to get the E85 year round. And so the market is shrugging that off today, but that is another good demand story. But just again, the uncertainty now shifts to the potential tariffs with the new administration, potential trade wars. And so the market is selling off on fear of a trade war. The market is selling off on the bigger production. But right now, demand is strong. And again, when you have low prices, that should continue to spur demand and keep it there. But that demand right now is not enough to offset the bigger supplies coming.
That's Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Of nothing, I just little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Cuban cigars and I'll smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch and a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back, basking in it, I'll be okay. Of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
The difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Even something as small as an apple, simple and somehow complex, sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? There's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? I don't understand. Are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Saw the right face and the stars and the planets lined up. detect. This life that we make, is it random or fate? Can I speak to the architect? Is there an architect?
That was Casey Musgraves with The Architect on Country and Community. And good evening, my name is Tim Seed. I'll be here playing some music until about 7:15, and that's when we'll be kicking off high school basketball. It'll be boys action featuring Ithaca hosting New Lisbon. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. And as we discovered on Thursday, or what is that? No, that was Friday night's game. We had that one broadcast where they went to, JV went into double overtime on that, on the game, our broadcast for that game. And of course, it pushed the game back. So 7:15 is the projected time, but always remember it depends on how soon the JV gets done playing. Well, not too bad of a day. I can't complain one bit. Saturday when I came to work, it was really cold out. Then even Saturday evening, better. And today, it just felt really nice outside, even though the temperature did get up to only 23 degrees today. But still, it felt really, really nice out there for a January day. And, of course, we're into the sixth day of January already. So 2025 is already under gear, going really, really fast as well. But nope, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer said 16 degrees. Actually, I accidentally said 23 degrees earlier. We were having problems with the thermometer. But 16 is the accurate temperature now. And Brittany Merlot says we're supposed to get down to about 9 degrees tonight. She says very chilly with increasing clouds. So stay warm if you have to get out and about. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, Tech Help Tuesday will be held, and it's held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 a.m. till noon. Get basic help with apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse, more than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
100.9 WRC.
Tell you go out and have fun. They tell you don't worry about no one. It's easier said than done. For most girls, fun to them is getting drunk, kissing every guy just to say they've done. girls like me don't fit in. When you're 17, you're not supposed to care about anything. Go sneak out, get with a guy your friends all warned you about. When you're 17, you're supposed to fall in love and just
WRCR.